Oh, you made it. Awesome. Come in, come in. Welcome to my humble and all that. You want some lemonade? It's hand squeezed. Don't answer. I'm giving you some anyway. I went a little overboard on the lemons, and I am never going to survive if I have to drink it all myself. Here you go. Thank you for your noble sacrifice. What? Oh, yeah, I got it right here. Yeah, I was just going through my stuff, and I was like, whoa, how many years have I had this? I better get it back to her. Which conveniently gave me a pretext to have you over and inflict my terrible lemonade on you. Misery loves company. All part of my devious scheme. Ha ha ha. And, there's something I wanted to talk to you about. Something that Carrie told me. Three of us used to be thick as thieves back in the day. You, me, and Carrie. I think about some of the stuff we got up to. I'm surprised we're still alive to tell the tale. We were such dumb kids. The thing I remember most of all when I think back on it is how quiet you got sometimes. You'd get really quiet, and you'd sort of shrink into yourself, and you'd turn so red. So red and flush. Sometimes you'd sit between me and Carrie on the couch, and I could just feel the heat coming off of you. Hot like butter in a pan. I could hear you breathing so quick and so shallow, trying desperately to hide it. But I'm no dummy. I knew what was going on. You had a crush on Carrie. I mean, that's what I thought, because who didn't, right? Girl was born pretty, just kept getting prettier. Sometimes when I got like low-key a little jealous of her, of all the attention she got, I thought, well, she'll get old and fat, just like the rest of us. But, I mean, you were at her wedding last year, you saw her. Jesus, she does not age. I bet if we broke into her attic, it'd be a whole picture of Dorian Gray situation. You know, at the wedding, I saw you, and I was talking to Carrie, and I had made a joke about how it must have broke your heart. And then Carrie told me, you already know what she told me about you and about me. I didn't believe her at first, but then I looked across the room and I saw you. You saw me too. We looked at each other and I knew that look. I knew it was true. You smiled and I knew that smile. I always thought that smile was for her, but it wasn't. That smile was for me. It always had been. That smile, those eyes, the way you looked in that dress. I wanted to walk right across that room and kiss you, right in front of everybody. Walk right up and claim you as my own. God, I wish I had done it, but I couldn't. I was with somebody. So no matter how much I was tempted, and holy hell, baby, you tempted me, all right. It just couldn't be. The thing about me, whatever my flaws, is that when I'm with somebody, I'm true. So I stopped looking at you. I went home, and I put you out of my mind until she dumped me. Then I started thinking about that night again. About you. It got to the point where it was all I was thinking about. I'm gonna come clean. I didn't just happen to find this thing I borrowed from you. I really wanted a reason for you to come over. And this gave me a reason. I tore the place up looking for it. It took me 3 days. The first 2 nights I cried myself to sleep because I couldn't find it. And the third night I cried because I did. The way I want you, it's not healthy. I know that, and I need you to know that. There are 3 things you need to know about me. I will be true to you. You will be safe with me. And I will come on really fucking strong and intense, because that's the only way I know how to love somebody. I do it with my whole heart. And if that's too much for you, if that scares you, That's okay. I get it. I don't blame you. But if that's what it is, then you've gotta go. Take your stuff back and leave and just stay away from me. Because the way I want to love you, it's going to hollow me out if I'm around you and I just can't. So, you're still here. God, it just made you redder. You look like you're about to burst. Are you sure you can take it, honey? We can take it slow with the frisky stuff. So long as you're mine, and I'm yours, I can slow it down. I've got all the time in the world. Whatever works for you. You don't want it slow. You've been hungry for it for so long. I don't blame you, baby. I taste delicious. Better than that lemonade, anyway. You like the lemonade? Get out of here. It's like all lemons and zero aid. That's the way you like it. But isn't it better when it's sweet? Did I hear that right? I don't like sweet. It's better when it hurts. I don't think we're talking about lemonade anymore, are we? Tell me what you want, baby. I want to give it to you. Yeah, I can be mean to you, if that's what you want. I guess that makes sense. Back of my head, I've been asking myself, like, why would she be into me? Carrie was so warm and so sweet. That's why everyone loves her, and I was always kind of a bitch. That's it, isn't it? A bitch is what you want, what you need. I can do that for you, honey. I'll tell you what to do, and then you do it. But only if you want to. Anything you don't want, you tell me, okay? And I mean that. It's like I told you, you're safe with me. Anything makes you feel uncomfortable, that's a hard stop. But you've got to tell me. I can't read your mind. That much has been established. If I could have read your mind, I would have kissed you years ago. Now come here. Climb up on my lap. Yeah, that's it. Spread your legs. Straddle me. Grind on me. You do all the work. I just want to enjoy it. I'm in charge, so you do the work. Oh, you can do better than that, honey. Don't be shy. Not with me. Not anymore. I don't want shy. I don't want you to hide yourself from me. I want all of you. Give me all of you. That's better. Buck those hips. Rub that sweet spot. Press that beautiful body against mine. Give me that wet mouth. Don't be hesitant. Don't hold back. Don't be afraid. I don't want fear. I want you to be my brave girl. I don't want shame. I want you to be shameless. My shameless little slut. Oh. I should have asked you first. Is it okay if I call you slut? You know I don't mean it, right? That's a very good point. I suppose you're right. If you didn't want me to call you a slut, then you wouldn't be acting like one. You are acting like one, writhing in my lap with your tits about to spill out of your shirt. That's just science. Okay, my horny little slut. Let's take off that shirt then. Let's let him spill. Oh my god. These are gorgeous. But I'm still not doing any of the work. I'm not just a mean bitch. I'm also a lazy and indolent one. Get them up here. Get those titties in my face. God, you're so sexy, baby. Pouncing on my lap while you rub your tits in my face. Put them in my mouth. Give me those nipples. Let me kiss them. Let me suck on them. That's it. Hold it in your hand for me and just pop it right in. Feed me. Fucking feed me. Now the other one. I'm greedy. I need them both. Oh, that's a pretty little gasp, honey. Do you like what I'm doing to you? Are they sensitive? Are you going to gasp for me again if I just brush them with my thumbs like this? You better. Don't you hold that fucking moan on me, slut. I want to hear it. I want everyone to hear it for miles. That's it. That's my good girl. Guess I better suck on them again. Oh, fuck. You're howling like a cat. Like a fucking animal. If that's what I get just from sucking on them, I wonder what happens when I bite them. Only if you want me to. If you want me to bite them, then I need you to say it. Say, yes, miss. And if you don't want me to, that's okay. I can always find other ways to punish my dirty slut. Good girl. Oh, God. That wasn't a moan, baby. That was a scream. Does it hurt? Oh, does it hurt, you whiny little baby? I'm barely using my teeth. This is me being gentle with you, slut. If that hurts, I don't know what's going to happen when I actually fucking bite them like I fucking mean it. I don't know if you can take it. Can you? Hey. I asked you a question. When I ask you a question, you need to answer it. Can you take it? Or are you going to wuss out? Yes, what? Yes, miss. That's right. Yeah, that's a little harder, isn't it? Are you crying now, you big fucking baby? Go ahead and cry then. Let it out. I told you, no holding back. I'm giving you 100%, and that's what I expect in return. What I demand in return. No lies, no hiding. Just you and me, and what I want, and what you want. Right now, I want those screams. I want it to hurt so bad you want to come from it. I want all your teeth marks all over these fucking tits. My teeth. That makes them my tits. And that makes you mine. When you look at them, you'll remember your place. Remember who you belong to. And when they're tender, when they ache, you'll remember what you are. Say it with me now, baby. I am a slut. That's right. Good girl. Say it for me again. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh. And when the marks fade, when you can't see them anymore, when they're not tender anymore, what's going to linger is something sweet and dark and needy. And you'll remember that you're mine. Do you need a break? Okay, we'll keep going then. Is it okay if I touch them kind of softly? Yeah, this thing's kind of nice, isn't it? Oh, I know from experience. I've been on the other end of this before. I'm kind of switchy. You? Yeah, I figured. You've gotten bottom written all over you. Well, maybe another time I'll have to order my sub to be my dom. You've heard of topping from the bottom. That'll be bottoming from the top. Another time, though. All this talk of bottoms is getting me horny for your ass. Get those clothes off, baby. Yes, all of it. And then you're going to bring that ass up here. Just stretch out over mommy's lap so she can spank you. Oh my gosh! That face you just made. I take it you're not cool with the mommy thing. Okay, we'll stick with you calling me miss. No, I don't necessarily need you to call me mommy. I was just trying it out. I can take it or leave it, honestly. Now stop sassing me and get your ass over here so I can beat it raw. Oh, so soft and squishy. Slut, I want you to reach over that end table and get something for me. You'll know what it is when you find it. Yes, that's it. Hand it here. Now you might be asking yourself, why does Miss have a ping pong paddle when she doesn't have a ping pong table? I think you know the answer to that, you slut. But I need to hear you say it. Yes, that's exactly what it's for. Aww, was that too hard for your soft little bottom? I mean, was it too hard? I can dial it down a notch. You want it harder? Jesus, okay. Before I do it hard again, I'm gonna tease you a little bit, get a rise out of you. If that's okay. How about this? Is this better? Or is that still too rough for you, you big fucking baby? Oh, you say you can take it, but I don't know if you can. This next one might be too hard for you. If you want it harder, you're going to have to tell me. Tell me you want it harder. Tell me you need it. Tell me you deserve it. Tell me to hurt you, you stupid fucking slut. How many spanks do you need? Give me a number. 12? Jesus, are you sure, honey? Okay, I'm going to count them out, and after every one, after every single fucking one, I want you to thank me. Thank you, miss. I'm a slut, and I deserve it. Every time. Those exact words. Thank you, miss. I'm a slut, and I deserve it. You fuck it up, and we start over from one. Do you understand me? One. Now what do you say? Good girl. Two. Good girl. Three. Good girl. You're trembling. Are you starting to regret asking for so many? Well, that's your own fucking fault. Four. Good girl. You asked for this, slut. Now you're gonna get it. Five. Good girl. Are you crying? Don't get those fucking tears on my couch. Don't you dare ruin my fucking nice couch with your tears. If you do, I will give you something to cry about. Six. Halfway there. I don't know if you can take it. Hey, I didn't hear my thank you. That's better. Seven. Good girl. I can feel you wiggling in my lap. Are you trying to get away or are you trying to get off? Eight. Good girl. trying to get off. You're getting awfully close, aren't you? Don't do it, slut. 9. Not yet. Good girl. You get to come on 12. You fucking hold it until then. Do you hear me? Because if you come early, I will start over. And I will not stop until I count to fucking 20. Do you want that? No, I didn't think so. 10. We're almost there. Good girl. Hold it for me, baby. Just 2 more and you get to come. Hold it for me, okay? 11. Oh, good girl. Okay. All done. Off my lap. I said off my lap, slut. Who do you think you are, making me pull you off my lap by the hair? Oh, I know you want in 12, but you're not in charge here, are you? That's right. Miss is in charge. And Miss decided you only deserved 11. Aw, you didn't get to come? Guess what? I don't fucking care. What kind of greedy girl are you that you think you get to come before you've earned it? You've got another thing coming, honey. Now turn around. Let me see that ass. Let me touch it. Oh, it's tender. It must hurt a lot. But it feels kind of nice, too, right? Everything is so sensitive. Not just in your red, red ass, but all over. A good heart spanking wakes up the whole body. Makes everything alive and wanting and desperate. That's what you do to me. Just by being near me. Just by letting me touch you. It was hurting me so much not being able to have you. But that pain woke up my whole body. Made me so fucking desperate for you. Are you desperate for me? Desperate to come for me? Only if I want you to. You're right. Here come does belong to Miss. You don't want to come, and you don't want to not come. You just want to please me. Okay, honey. I can do that for you. I can control your orgasms, but I'm going to warn you. If Miss decides when you come, you're not going to be coming very often. There will be days and weeks of teasing and edging with no release. But when you do come, oh, baby, you are going to come so fucking hard for me. And you're going to come for me right now. Yes, you're not going to get to come for a long time, but you are going to come for me right now. Because I want it. I need it, because I want to see it, because I know you're going to be so fucking beautiful when you come for me. Now get on the floor. Oh, I'm still going to be a lazy bitch and let you do all the work. I want to see how you play with yourself. Spread those legs for me. Show it to me, slut. Don't hide it. No secrets. Don't be shy or awkward. Do not be self-conscious. I am going to be 100% myself with you, and you're going to be 100% yourself with me. That's the only way this is going to work. It's all or nothing, baby. Give it all to me. Give me your all. Oh, God, that's so pretty. Just watching you enjoy yourself, it's so fucking hot. Oh, so pure. No shame, just pleasure. No guilt, just love. This isn't the first time you've touched yourself thinking about me. I can tell. Ah, yes, play with those nipples too. Rub your fingers on them. Rub where I marked you. You're getting awfully close, aren't you? I revved you up pretty good before, didn't I? You can do it, baby. You have my permission. Come for me. Come right now. Let me see how beautiful you are when you come for me. make me the happiest woman in the world and come for me. Oh, good girl. Yes, that's my good girl. That's my sweet slut. Come, come, come. Oh, let me taste you. Bring your fingers to my mouth and let me taste you. That is so much better than my lemonade. Come here. Come here and kiss me. I need to be kissed. Oh, my turn. Oh, no thanks. Not right now. Oh, don't get me wrong. I am really fucking horny right now. But I like being horny for you. Wanting you. Needing you. It's so much. It's just so much that I can hardly take it. Like, I'm always on the verge. And that feels delicious. I'm just lost in it. And I want to be lost in it a little while longer. I want to ache for you a little longer before I have you scratch that itch. Just let me hold you for now. Was that okay for you? Was I mean enough? And was I the right kind of mean? Was there anything I said or did that made you uncomfortable that you didn't tell me about? Okay, I'm trusting you on that. And you didn't mind playing with yourself for me? I was, kind of afraid to ask at the time, but what words would you like me to use for that part of your body? Okay, I can do that. Was there anything you wanted that you were afraid to ask me for? No, it's not a customer survey, you goofball. But when you play around with this kind of stuff, you need to talk about it. I told you up front that you are safe with me, and that means a couple of different things. It means that I will never hurt you, except with your consent and in ways that make you feel good. It means that this stuff we do when we're fooling around, it doesn't bleed into anything else. And it means that it's safe for you to tell me what you want, even if you think it's fucked up. So long as it doesn't cause you actual lasting harm, then I want to give it to you. I look into your eyes and I have no reservations. I want to give you everything. All that I have, all that I am, I want to give to you, and I want you to take it. I will be true. You are safe with me, and I will love you with my whole heart. I will give my whole heart right away, right from the start. It belongs to you, and I'm trusting you with it. And that should be terrifying, right? Trusting someone is hard. It's scary. But with you, it's not. I trust you, and it feels right. I trust you, and it doesn't scare me at all. I've always trusted you. Maybe I've always loved you. Deep down, maybe I always knew it. But I just didn't think you could ever love me back. I didn't think anyone could ever love me back. I know you do. I've known it since the wedding, since I saw you. But say it for me again, because I need to hear it. I love you too. Yes, with my whole heart.